The war in Iraq may very well be a key issue in this year's presidential campaign. This week, it sometimes seemed as if the war in Vietnam might not be far behind. Questions were raised about whether it was medals or ribbons that John Kerry discarded as a young anti-war protester and the circumstances under which he was awarded his three Purple Hearts. Senator Kerry also received silver and bronze stars for his service in the U.S. Navy in Vietnam. Senator Kerry himself chided President Bush over charges that he hadn't shown up for much of his National Guard service. Senator John McCain of Arizona is a supporter of President Bush's reelection. He is also a friend of John Kerry's and regarded by many Americans as a hero of that era and an independent voice in the Senate today. Senator McCain is also the author of a new book, Why Courage Matters, The Way to a Braver Life. He joins us from our recording booth in the U.S. Senate. Senator, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott.
I just have to put it this bluntly. Do you have any doubts about Senator Kerry's decorations?
No, and I know of no reason to have them.
Mm-hmm. What's your feeling for his career as an anti-war protester?
Obviously, I supported the war and believe that what we were doing was an attempt to bring democracy to the people of South Vietnam who suffered grievously after we were driven out. I also believe it was the most divisive war in our history since the Civil War. And I spent the last 30 years trying to heal those wounds so that our veterans could come all the way home. And I resent a great deal that those wounds have now been reopened.
Who has reopened those wounds, in your judgment?
I think both sides, because I think that this campaign has been a polarization. Both sides have decided to galvanize their base rather than try to move to the center, which is the traditional way of winning elections.
How, in your judgment, Senator, how relevant is what someone did during the war in Vietnam to their fitness to be president of the United States now?
Well, I think everything we do in life is part of things we're judged on. I would point out that some of our greatest presidents have not had military experience. Abraham Lincoln had little or none. I think he served in the Illinois militia. Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan had limited military experience, and all of them turned out to be fine commanders-in-chief. I think it's nice to have military experience, but I think it's also nice to have served in the Peace Corps, to have been in other elected office, and a whole lot of other things.
Mm-hmm. I purposely didn't use the word military service, but the question mm-hmm. about what someone, because the question questions raised about Senator Kerry this week were sometimes not about his military service, but about his the several months he spent in a tour of duty in Vietnam, but about the several years he spent protesting the war.
Well, let me just say that I agree. I think one of our precious rights is to disagree with the policy of our government. And for us to say that you are not allowed to do that then has obvious implications. I didn't approve of throwing medals on the steps. I didn't approve when certain leaders of our country told us the light was at the end of the tunnel and the pacification was complete. I didn't like a lot of things about the Vietnam War, but I believe that people fought nobly. I think that it was a noble cause, and I believe that people had the right to disagree. And most of all, I spent years on the POW-MIA issue, on normalization of relations between the United States and Vietnam. I wanted us to heal the wounds of this war because we should be focusing on these young men and women that are fighting and dying in Iraq.
Senator McCain, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Speaking with us from the U.S. Senate, John McCain. He's the author of a new book, Why Courage Matters, The Way to a Braver Life.